AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Montana Republicans have barred a transgender lawmaker from the State House floor. Ed Donahue has details.
Zoe Zephyr had told lawmakers who approved a bill barring gender-affirming care for minors they had blood on their hands. Before the vote, she said she will not back down on behalf of the LGBTQ community and her constituents.
I will always stand up for them, and I will always, no matter what happens today, stand up for democracy in the state of Montana.
The vote means Zephyr is barred from the House floor for the rest of the 2023 session. She was critical of Speaker Matt Rieger.
When he gaveled down, what he was doing is driving a nail in the coffin of democracy.
Republican David Beattie says what Zephyr did was an assault on representative democracy.
Worse yet, she actively participated in disrupting the lawful activities of this legislature. Such behavior must have consequences.
Zephyr will still be able to vote remotely in Montana under terms of the punishment. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Washington, House Republicans have passed a bill that would raise the government's legal debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion, but in exchange for steep spending restrictions. President Biden insists the debt ceiling must be lifted with no strings to ensure America pays its bills. Disney is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, calling his takeover of its theme park district retaliation for its opposition to a law critics call Don't Say Gay. In New York, writer E. Jean Carroll has testified Donald Trump raped her in a department store in 1996. Mike Sisak is covering the trial.
E. Jean Carroll was on the stand for about 6 hours. She cried when she talked about how she put on a brave face in public, but in private was hurting and really could not come to terms with what she said happened. And she says when she came forward with this allegation in 2019, Donald Trump defamed her and ruined her reputation. He has denied these allegations. He says this is totally fabricated.
And the founder of We Build the Wall has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for fraud. This is AP News. Historically black colleges and universities are adding sports outside the typical offerings. Julia Walker has the story.
Men's wrestling at Morgan State, women's gymnastics at Fisk and Talladega, men's volleyball at Central State, and women's triathlon at Delaware State, where sophomore Chara Hines says it makes all the difference for her.
It gives me the opportunity to participate in triathlon and still go to an HBCU, and as a person of color, that is a one-of-a-time experience.
The trend picked up after George Floyd's killing by police and the rise in social awareness. Delaware's triathlon coach Hannah Loftus says it's a pivotal moment.
We get to be trailblazers in the sport. Like, this is a once in the history of the sport opportunity.
I'm Julie Walker.
The NFL draft is tomorrow night. The Carolina Panthers hold the first pick and say they've agreed on which quarterback they'll select. They're not saying who, but oddsmakers believe it'll be Alabama's Bryce Young. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.